But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is Jason Garrett's boss, the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, who joins us live from Indianapolis. He's there for the Combine this week and this weekend. It's Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to be with you.
I know it's a busy time for you, the Combine. It's always a very high priority week.
It is, and we certainly are up here, and we do what we can. When we can. I've been doing as much as I can, although I am somewhat limited in what I can do as I'm getting a little up there in age.
Yeah.
So I am slowly but surely turning over the football operations and the general managing to my son.
Wow.
Not the dumb one. The other one, Steven.
Gosh. Well, that's a pretty big announcement there. That's a pretty big shift in the command there.
It is, and in preparation for him making that switch, I told him he needs to get a little media savvy, and that he needs to start handling the media interviews and whatnot, and some such. And so that's why I'm going to let him kind of do a part of this interview with you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Let me get – hey, Steve, put down a toy and come on over here and talk on the phone. Hello?
Yeah, is this Steven?
This is Steven Jones.
Hey, it's the Musers on the Ticket. I guess you're going to do the rest of the interview?
My daddy's going to let me take over football.
Well, that's kind of what he just said, yeah.
I'm taking a bigger role because Mama says Daddy drinks too much of the devil water to be worth a darn.
Well, so your mom has had some input on this.
My daddy says Johnny Manziel's better than Roger Starbuck.
Man, I don't know about that. What was that?
What's that?
Oh, now we're back to Jerry?
Yeah, I'm back here.
Well, Stephen was doing a great job.
Okay, hold on. Let me give it to him again. Right. Hey, Stephen, come on over here and put that toy down. Hello,
Steven?
Yeah, we weren't finished interviewing you.
Yeah, we wanted to ask more than just one question.
Daddy says I'm gonna talk on the phone some more.
Right. So this is a big off season for you guys, trying to bounce back from 4-12, and you got the fourth overall pick. You feel some pressure to really deliver with that first pick?
Did you know my daddy says Tony Romo is done?
He's done.
Wow, that's big news.
Says his shoulders broke more than a bum on President's Day.
Well, I think he may have a few years left.
Daddy says we have hope now.
Hmm. Why's that?
Says if Wade Phillips can win a Super Bowl, anybody can.
Well, yeah, I guess you could use that as motivation.
Do you have any of your own thoughts, or is it all what your dad says?
My sissy, she has all the smarts.
Yes.
She's got more book learning than all the other Jones family combined. Did you know she can read a chapter book?
I'm sure you can too, Stephen, for gosh sakes.
Daddy says that boys who kiss other boys are going to get the gay cancer.
Oh, all right. Well, we don't need to go there, or let's keep it football.
Mama says Daddy stays on the toilet way too long.
We thought we'd talk a little football. You know, I mean, you're there at the NFL Combine. This is a pretty big time for you, especially if you're going to take over some of the GM responsibilities.
Daddy says if you kill a cat while an owner's looking, you're stupid.
Teaching you some weird stuff, Steven.
Yeah, what does he say about taking a quarterback at 4?
He ain't say nothing about that. Daddy don't talk about football.
Yeah, I know. Everything but football, I know.
Daddy gives me grits when I ask for them.
All right. We're not getting anything out of Steven or Jerry from Indianapolis. Well, we tried anyway.